What's good, everybody? We're back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. And my monitor is, like, way close to... Yeah, there we go. It's way closer than it needs to be. Hitting my damn mic. All right, so how's everyone doing? It's been a month since I made an episode. Well, probably not. I don't know if it's been a full month, but I feel like it has been. Did the normal May mental health episode. And I wanted to do more episodes, but I've been busy. I've just been busy. Work. My classes for school been kind of a lot. I've been doing that. I took on 4 classes this time, so I've been doing a lot. I've been doing a lot, so I can say. But other than that, you know, things been great. I'm lying or not. Great as far as like me as a person, but as far as like work and whatnot, I hate it. I hate my job at this point. I really do. Just a bunch of stupidity. Stupidity and pointless changes that don't solve an issue. You're just spinning a hamster wheel over and over and over again, thinking it's going to go a different way. But yeah, it's just stupid. It's just a bunch of stupidity. But yeah. Other than that, life is pretty good. Life is pretty good. Hopefully I get blessed with a new opportunity. Excuse me. See, look, I'm yawning and everything on the episode. So you know I'm tired. I get blessed with new opportunities sooner rather than later. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I haven't really been able to sit down and get podcast stuff going like I wanted to again. It's just a matter of like sitting down and then mapping things out and doing all that. It takes time. Like, it's a lot of time goes into it, and I just haven't had the time to put into it. I just have not. I truly have not had the time. I did a poll on social media for an episode series that I'm working on. I'm not going to go into that on this episode, like as far as like start the series with this episode. I'm going to give it a little more time because I need to really sit it down and I need to sit down and actually like map out my episodes and everything like that for that. The responses I got for it were hilarious though, for one of the questions. The other questions people didn't really answer as much as what I was hoping for. Kind of to prove a point that I'm trying to advocate for. A point I'm trying to express, I should say. I'm trying to express. Just to give people some thoughts. Like, have, you know, start your mind thinking a little bit. You know, get the gears in motion. But we'll worry about that on another date. There's so much I could talk about because it's basketball, too. So for the conference finals, let me use that the way now. For the conference finals, I thought it was going to be the Wolves were going to beat the Thunder because I thought the Wolves' offense was going to continue to be the offense it was, I was seeing. However, they came back down to earth and they became the Timberwolves, the regular season Timberwolves. And yeah, they lost in 5, I believe. I think it was 5. But they end up losing. So there's that. The Thunder advanced to the finals. And then Pacers and Knicks. I had Pacers smoking the Knicks. I did. I had them smoking them. I didn't think it was going to be, like, close. I was saying, like, around game 3, the Knicks was going to start getting hurt. And around game 3, they started dropping like flies. And they was really banged up. And then Cat messed his knee up. And I think in game 5, I think it was, when he messed his knee up pretty bad. And that was pretty much it. That was a wrap for them. They didn't have anything else. Left in the tank, so that was it for them. So yeah, we end up getting, we have the Pacers and the Thunder. Game one was tonight, and it was an amazing game, in my opinion. I enjoyed it from start to finish. Thought the Pacers was about to get smoked, because I had the Pacers winning tonight. I think the Thunder were going to win. I said the Thunder were going to win it in 5. That's what I said. I said Thunder in 5. However, I had the Pacers winning tonight. Like, I had them win tonight. However, I did not expect them to win the way they did. I thought it was gonna be like a we didn't get that much rest, but y'all did, so y'all might be a little rusty and start off a little slow game. But it turned out to be a nail biter, and the Pacers literally trailed the entire game, and they end up winning. If I took their first lead with 0.3 seconds left in the game off a Halliburton mid-range shot, Halliburton is just, yeah, I don't care what Stephen A. Smith says or anybody else, that he's a superstar. He's a superstar in my opinion. I feel like he's top. You ain't got to say best point guard in the league, but I say he at least top three, top five. As far as pure point guard, as far as passing and everything, I got Halliburton as number one. That's the best, like, pure floor general in the league, in my opinion. And I had a discussion too about him being like top 10 in the league overall. I don't know if I can say top 10. You know, he's been super impressive this postseason in the clutch. Because he'd put up some stinkers. I ain't gonna lie. He's had some very like mid games. It's just in the fourth quarter, it just hits you out of nowhere. Because he'll do nothing the entire game, but then the fourth quarter, he just turns it to prime Jordan and just start making crazy shots and everything. It's insane. I still can't say top 10. I say like he's in like top 15. He's in like the 10 to 15, well, the 11 to 15 range is what I've really got of me. Like, I feel like he like around that range. I know the postseason has been super impressive and it's been just crazy. It's been an amazing run. But I still feel like it's a good set of people that's better. Like, team success is one thing, but individual players, I feel like they're players that are better still. I think he's at this point a top three, and he ain't three, he ain't two close in the league at this point. Well, this season anyway, because he's just been amazing. Like, I think all together this season, he's hit like, I think count tonight is like at 13 now, like 13, like game tying or lead taking shots or game winning shots, basically. Yeah, he's probably the most clutch player. He's one of them. He's one of the most clutch players in the league. Up there were like Brunson. De'Aaron Fox was up there too. He was up there too, but he kind of had a weird season, so can't really say him. Jimmy Butler used to be, but he kind of is what he is now. So yeah, I mean, I say he up there, but I'm excited for the rest of the series though. I think the Thunder is still going to win. My heart of heart wants the Pacers to win, but my mind just says the Thunder just are going to get it. But my heart of hearts want the Pacers to win because I like Halliburton a lot. Like, Halliburton's one of, he's like, I have to get to a point now to where I'm getting old when it comes to like basketball. And people that I grew up watching, they're kind of gone pretty much for the most part. I never tired. All I got left now is like Steph, LeBron, KD, those people, like people like that. But I got to kind of start getting into like the newer players. So like, I'm a big Halliburton fan. Like, I love watching Halliburton play. But I like pure point guards. I like point guards that, you know, floor general. I enjoy watching that. I enjoy Halliburton. Anthony Edwards is my guy. I love Ant-Man. There's a couple more young players I like too, but I can't run them off the top of my head right now. But I have to start liking like the younger players, like find the ones that I kind of are drawn to. So those are just two, just for quick examples. I'm not a big fan of SGA. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a big fan of Shea. I don't like how he plays. I don't. I like when he shoots the mid-range, like the mid-range game he plays, like reminds me of like a Kobe and whatnot. But I don't like watching him play the game of basketball sometimes for reasons that people have stated that I'm not gonna get into. All right, so that's enough of that, like rambling. No, but I still do think the Thunder are going to win. But the Pacers, yeah, I don't know, y'all. The Pacers might take it in six. They can get it in six, I think. If they win game two, I don't think the Thunder's going to win the series. I'm going to say it right now. If they win game two, I don't think the Thunder winning. I don't think the Thunder. I think the Thunder are losing in five if they lose the next game. I'm not going to lie. I don't think the Thunder are going to go into Indiana and play their game like that. They need that home court, and they still lost today because I don't know. The Pacers scared me. The Pacers scared me. Them and that Devil Magic, I tell you, they scared me though. But enough about that. Enough about that. Let's actually get to a topic. So I've been seeing like a lot of talk lately. Like, well, I said I wasn't going to start the series, but hey, we're here. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I've been seeing a lot of talk lately about, like, you know, just like relationship stuff in general, like just being in relationships and all that kind of stuff, and like boundaries is the new buzzword people are using. Like, that's the new thing. Like, we went from narcissists in the early COVID days. Then we went to gaslighting was the one that people started throwing out a lot. Manipulation is more one that was thrown out a lot. Everything you did was manipulative. Red flags is a thing still. And now they're starting to talk about the green flags. Like, what you think might be a red flag is really a green flag. I'm like, man, look, y'all say red flags for every single little thing. Every little thing that you just don't care for is not a red flag. That is something that you just don't like. Like, no one is going to be perfect. Like, y'all can be fooled by these Twitter love stories and TikTok reels of people find their love and this and that and get married 3 months in, and then they're magically in love and they get taken away and all. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, because it does. However, it's a very small percentage. Y'all are just seeing a very small percentage. It's just not the norm. Most it just don't happen that way. It just don't a lot of times. And I'm not knocking it, because I'm a hopeless romantic at the end of the day. So I'm not knocking people that find this. I'm not. I'm very happy for them. It's just, I want people to realize that this is not the norm. It's not. Like, it's not the norm. It's not. It's very rare that you find that it is. And I'm not just saying it because I haven't found it or whatever like that. I'm not saying it because of that. It's not coming from that kind of place. It's literally just statistically and just from experience in life, you see that is not a common thing. That is not a common thing. I never realized that this was off track like that. Wow. Yeah, you just realize that it's not a common thing. But people get there and they get blinded by, like, what I call bait. It's not rage bait or nothing like that. Some of it is, but some of it's just like bait. Like, you get swooped in for engagement. Like, they have all this out on display and you think it's all pieces of cream perfect. And then in your mind, you make these expectations and these things because people paint the picture saying, whatever you desire, whatever you want is out there. You got to just this and that. And yes, that's true to a degree. However, you also have to compromise too. Like, it's not like anyone is going to be 100% perfect. No matter how perfect people try to make stuff seem, like on socials, on the gram, on Twitter, whatever, that's not the case. It's something that that person does, or something that you do that the other person doesn't necessarily 100% care for. However, that's with anybody. No one's perfect. No one's perfect. I want to stress that. No one is perfect. And also, you have to have realistic standards or expectations set. Like, for instance, I posed on Instagram. It was simply, do you feel that a male and female dating, I had to find my phone. Feel that a male and female dating, well, when a male is about to start dating a female, like a requirement to date said female is you have to pay one of my bills. I have to be able to pay one of my bills, whatever. So I asked this question and I was shocked because I was expecting to get a mixed bag, as in I was expecting to get some no's. Some hell no, some fuck no's. I was ready to get some, you damn rights, yes. And of course, why are you here? I was expecting to get those kind of things, those kind of responses. But instead, I got an overwhelming amount of no's. Like, I got a no sir, there should be set boundaries if y'all really locked in. I got a blunt, straight up no. I got a no, hell no. The man ain't obligated to do shit but pay that date bill. I got a fuck no, never. In the beginning of the relationship, both are establishing boundaries. That's the buzzword. I've been talking about the boundaries thing because that's everybody's new thing now. I'm happy people are trying to set those because that's something I'm working on myself. However, I feel like people, I don't know. I feel like it's become a buzzword now. I do. I feel like boundaries has become a big buzzword because I've been seeing that a lot lately. And it'd be over like the simplest things. which I respect because it's a boundaries. They're for you. They're to protect you. That's what they're for. But it's just I've been seeing a lot more lately. And I feel like whenever I start seeing a lot of something, like a lot of a therapy term, like a bunch, that's when people start twisting it and they try to make it into a new narrative behind it. I always feel like that happens. So I'm going to keep an eye out for that boundary word because I've been seeing it too much lately. So I'm waiting to see when people are going to turn it to like a bullshit debate or argument or do the most behind it. I'm just waiting for it. I feel like it's coming about like another month or so. I feel like it just started cooking up about a couple weeks ago. And I feel like it's about to like pop off and like it's going to boil over like in another 3 weeks or so. But yes, in the beginning of a relationship, you definitely all establish a boundary. That's part of the building process. Like in the building process of a relationship, that's when you're getting to know each other. You're starting to know each other and what are things that you tolerate? What are your values? What are your morals? You know, you're starting to learn things like that. That should be the initial part of dating, in my opinion. I feel like that's supposed to be like the talking stage, as people call it. You know, people say the talking stage is trash. It's trash because y'all motherfuckers asking what's your favorite color and this and that and the third every time. Like, the talking stage could be more than just asking about somebody's favorite color. It could literally be, so what do you think about this? What are your thoughts? I ain't gonna lie, at my age now, I'm 30 now. I'm getting older. So in my mind now, I've been this way for years now, but in my mind, I'm thinking of wife. I'm thinking wife. Or whatever. Like, if I'm dating someone, if I find an interest in someone, I'm thinking, like, okay, I see potential. I want, like, you checking some boxes off. You checking some boxes off. So, what are your views on marriage? That's one for me. Like, what are your views on kids? Like, if you have kids, plan on having any more kids. And it's not, because I ain't going to lie, y'all. The older I get, the more I'm on the fence about having kids. I really just don't. The older I get, the less I want them. I'm just going to be honest. The less I want them. Everybody says my mind going to change about that, but I don't know. I'm kind of hard-headed, so it might not change. But, yeah, you know, I'm asking, like, questions like that. Like, you know, I ain't going to recap. Nowadays, I want to know what's your medical history like. Like, you have any, like, crazy things you got going on? Like, nothing super personal. I ain't violating no HIPAA laws, but like you got anything crazy going on? Like any kind of diabetes, any kind of nowadays, people have like a lot of HSV2 is what they give it to the government name now. You know, a lot of that be going on. You know, I'm trying to see what's going on with all that. I'm joking about all that part, but I do be asking these kind of questions. Like I don't just care about what's your favorite color or this and that. Like, I want to know how old you are for sure. And then, like, also, it's questions like, you know, what are things that, you know, just about you? Like, it ain't about just, like, colors and this and that. It's, like, a little bit above the surface level. It's a little bit above the surface level, like, get to know somebody. I feel like those are important questions. Because, like, I ain't gonna lie, over, like, if I find someone if I'm interested in someone, I'm thinking long term. So I need to do some vetting so I can see, like, if this worth my time or investment, because time is a precious thing to waste. So, you know, just got to make sure. And I don't feel like anything's wrong with that. I feel like both men and women should ask important questions instead of asking motherfuckers what your favorite color is. I'm not going to lie. I'm tired of getting telling what my favorite color is at this point. And I'm going to just say I don't have one. I see no color. I'm going to hit the white people's stance. I see no color. I'm going to start hitting that. No diss to my white friends. I love y'all. I'm going to start hitting that, though. I see no color. Anyway, I'm off track. If y'all just dating stage, hell no. Me personally, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to answer this right now before I even finish. I honestly feel that if you're not obligated to pay anyone's bills. You're not. I'm sorry. You're not. You're not obligated to pay anything for anyone else. Because at the end of the day, you're responsible for the three. You're responsible for me, myself, and I. That's what you're responsible for at the end of the day. You're not required to pay anybody's bills. You're not required to take on anyone's bills and this and that. If y'all not married, if you just dated, you are not obligated to do any of that kind of stuff. Even if you're married, you're not really obligated to do it. Depending on how y'all got stuff set out. Everybody's situation, relationships, marriage is different. It just is. Like, some people just some people have, they set up. And the setup works. They don't change the loadout. It's just going. They gonna keep rocking with it. And no judgment, no hatred here. It's just whatever works for you at the end of the day. That's what it comes down to, in my opinion. Like, if you want to go 50-50 on the bills, combine your incomes to make it work that way, you have at it. If you feel like if you as a man feel like you should take care of all the bills and the woman should not pay anything, or vice versa, the woman feel like a man should pay everything, and if you find somebody who wants to do it, by all means, go do it. It's okay. Because you know what matters? What matters is what works for you. If you're happy and content doing that, do it. Simple as that. All these think pieces we have about this, it's not needed. It's not. However, I don't feel like anyone's obligated to pay anyone else's bills, because we're all grown adults. We're all grown working adults. Like, there's no such thing as I don't like I work. There's no such thing as that. If you're an adult, if you're an adult and you don't have any disabilities or anything hindering you from, or handicaps from you being able to contribute to society, and I don't mean contribute to society overall, just like in the workplace. I'd honestly feel say like, no, you look like you work. You're an adult. I'm assuming that most adults can work, unless stated otherwise. I'm going to assume that you can get a job. So to me, you look like a working adult, unless proven otherwise. And by proven otherwise, it does not mean I just don't want to work. That's not a thing. I'm sorry. No one is above working, in my opinion. That's just how I feel about it. If people probably, will this make people mad saying this on this episode? Possibly. Do I give a fuck? Not at all. So, got that. I got a hell no. I got another blunt no. I got an absolutely not. I got a no, shaking my head. I got a LOL. I ain't paying it even if she my girlfriend. Hell no. And that's one thing too. Like, I feel like marriage is different, but if you're just my girlfriend, I feel like I'm not obligated to pay to fund your life. That's not. And like, if you want that, get you a trick. And I'm gonna leave it at that. I got three S's for that. Stupid, selfish, and shallow. And I want y'all also to know that out of all these responses I've read, only three have been males. Everyone else has been a female. I got a the fuck? Hell no. I got a no. That's dumb. And for most, not sustainable, especially if he's casually dating multiple people. That's another thing. People feel that dating should never, for some reason, some people think that dating should be like a one person at a time thing. But if you're dating, nothing's wrong with dating multiple people. Like, nothing's wrong with that at all. Like, if you're locked in, like saying like, oh, y'all go together, that's different. You're with that person. You shouldn't be dating anybody else because y'all are seriously dating at that point. But if you're just casually dating, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, how you gonna know which, like, you gotta have your options. Like, when you're single, the whole part of that is exploring your options when you're single. Like, that's just how it is. Like, you don't have to put all your eggs in one basket. Take this from someone that was a put all eggs in one basket person. Do I do that nowadays? No. Like, I just don't. Like, I'm just being completely honest. Like, I don't. I feel like if I'm dating and I'm not committed to one person, I'm just dating. There's nothing wrong with that. Especially if it's communicated like, well, what are you looking for? It's like, well, I'm looking for this, that, and the third. However, right now, I'm just casually dating. Like, I'm just casually dating. Like, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it and this and that. I'm not going to say, like, oh, this is going to be it. It's just, like, I'm just exploring at this point. I'm exploring. And not disrespectfully. Like, very, like, respectfully. I'm just exploring, like, just seeing what's out there, you know. Up for new things, like, just trying things or whatever. Like, just seeing how things go. And if it gets to a point where, you know, we kind of start spending a little more time than others, you know, that it's kind of like people say all the time, like, may the best man win. It's kind of like that in a way, but it's kind of like that in a way, but it sounds messed up when you say it like that. But it is kind of like whoever I find the most like attraction with. And for me personally, it's like, it's not even that. For me, like, I've put all my eggs in one basket before, and it didn't go well. And I used to have a mindset of, oh, if I'm dating, I need to only date one person. It doesn't need much. I used to have that mindset, but it's like, what's the point to just invest everything in one person and it doesn't go anywhere? Well, when at least if you're dating multiple people and you let it be known, like, I'm dating multiple people. Like, does that mean I'm having sex with all of them? No. Like, that's not what that means. Like, that's just because you're dating with people don't mean you that you're having sex with all of them. That's not how that goes. It simply can just mean like you're just going out with different people. That's it. And that's pretty much what I do. I go out with different people. Like, that's pretty much it. Like, that's where I mean when I say I'm dating. Like, as of right now, I'm not doing anything right now. Not anything at all. Like, I'm just chilling. But as far as like whenever I was like in that phase of life where it was like I was dating, I was just like legit just going out on dates. Like, I'll go out to eat or go to the movies. That was it. It was little like movies and dinner dates. That's it. Or go to the park and eat crawfish. That was like the three things when I was dating. And this was back in like, how long ago was that? That was like in 2000 and... It was before COVID. It was before COVID for sure. It was definitely before COVID. I feel like it was 2018, I feel like it was when I went on like my dating adventure. Didn't end well. Horrible experiences all around. But yeah, it is what it is. So yeah, nothing wrong with dating. Date people. If you're single, date. Explore your options. Don't just tie it up with one person just because they're there. That's convenience. That's when you get stuck. Just explore yourself. Explore things. We're gonna talk about that another time. All right. I got a no. That's insane. I got a absolutely not. And then I got another absolutely not. That's a decision y'all make together when y'all are locked in. And then I got a no. What the fuck? I got that. That was the last one I got. And people thought I was playing. I was like, no, I'm serious. Like, this is a thing I've seen. Because they have these panels on TikTok now. One of my good friends sent it to me. She was like, yeah. She's like, I know you be on TikTok. You should look at these panels that we do now. Because she was like, the women and the men be on there, like, going at it. And it be the most wildest things they be saying. I was like, all right, cool. Send it to me. So she found the live on TikTok and sent it. And I listened. I was like, this is the most... People just are weird. They're weird now. They're very weird. But as you can see, all the answers I got were a no. Except for four. Four of those answers out of the ones I listed were all women. These were women saying, like, no. But I don't want people to say, like, oh, that's a man saying. I'm like, no. These are all women. They was like, no, that's stupid. Like, why would that be a requirement? That's very shallow, just dumb. That's not realistic. Like, thank y'all for being. I love real women. I love each and every one of y'all to answer this question. I do, because I like to hear the opinions of real women and not these bots on Twitter or whatever. I like to know that the world has sense. I like to know if the world has sense. And I had one yes. The yes did come from a female. I vehemently disagreed with the stance about why they should. I just didn't agree with it. I don't have it written out because it was sent in a voice message, so I don't have it written out. And I'm not going to play that on the podcast. That's disrespectful to play that kind of stuff on the podcast, especially without permission. I would never do that. But it was a no, and I just didn't agree with it. I just feel like it should be a no. I feel like you should not be required to pay someone's bills in any capacity, like a girlfriend. Now, if you're married or y'all have set the rules and regulations of your relationship, well, that's cool. Y'all living together. Like, if you're living together, they're shacking up, of course. But if you're shacking up, well, yes, you should be paying bills. You should pay something. Yeah, that should be a thing. If you're married, then again, it comes down to how y'all manage y'all marriage and how y'all want y'all marriage to look. That comes down to that. And it's whatever works for you at the end of the day. It's literally whatever works for you. But I'm saying a lot today too. I'm sorry, y'all. But I believe that when it comes down to relationships of any capacity, of any magnitude, there should always be boundaries in place. There should always be boundaries. I don't like to use the term boundaries, though. I just say rules and regulations. Like, you got your your hard, you got your negotiables, your non-negotiables, and, you know, you work from there. Essentially boundaries. But I just say the rules and regulations of your relationship. Like, what are y'all expectations? Or how do you want your relationship to look, per se? Like, I feel like it's the same way, like, when it comes down to, like, if someone's married. Like, at some point you have to say, like, how do you want your marriage to look? Or how do you want things to feel, or how you want to experience things, like when you wake up in the morning in your house? Like, how do you want things to feel? How do you want things to, you know, the mood? Like, do you want to have a friendly house, like a house of laughter, like of joy, like, you know, of, you know, calmness? Or if you got kids, I know that's hard to do, the calmness part, because kids be wilding. But, you know, like, just how do you want things to look as far as, like, your situation goes? And that can be applied to even your life. Like, how do you want your life to look? Like, how do you want how you want your life to feel? How do you want to feel when you wake up? Like, how do you want, like, what that's like with jobs? Or, like, what do you want to do as far as a job that goes to? Like, how do you want your working life to look? And these are things you got to ask yourself. That's more so like when you, like we say all the time, like locked in, like y'all all together, living together, all that kind of stuff. I'm also against the living with your boyfriend and girlfriends also, because people feel like when you do that, it's kind of like a, well, we're living together, so we kind of gonna know like how it is to live with one another, this and that early, and that's and that. But it's also different too, like when you're actually married, because if you're married, like, it's not like you could just pack up and go. You know, like, y'all married and got a residence together. You can't just pack up and go. You can, but you might not be able to get back in. Or you might be on the couch. It just depends. And that's not saying, like, if you use, like, a heated argument and you just need to go take a walk because you don't want to say anything you regret, that's different. But, like, if you just don't feel like being bothered, it's not like you can just... Well, not like you don't feel like being bothered, but it's not like you can just go if you just don't want to see that person or be with that person. Like, that creates a whole nother mess of issues and everything like that. But, you know, just to get to the point where, like, when you get there, like, you can't, like, you know, you have to learn to compromise and not just run from things. Like, sometimes you guys just sit in whatever's going on and you got to work through it. And a lot of times people have these extremely high standards and these extremely high expectations that, and this goes for not just women to men, this is men to women too. Men have extremely high expectations for women. Some men have extremely high expectations for women that are just not realistic to do, especially like if kids are involved. It doesn't make sense. This is not the 1800s. Like, it's not how it works no more. And also, women can have extremely high expectations for men, and this is also not the 1800s anymore. Like, back then, things were cheaper, things were simpler. You can do things this, that, and the third. It gets a little more tricky nowadays, because one, the job market is ass. Two, things are just high; they're expensive. Like, even if you make six figures nowadays, like, stuff is still high. It's like, damn, like, I'm making $120K, but shit is still expensive. Tech, you should be able to manage $120K. Depending on where you're living at, you should be able to manage $120K. Like, down here in Louisiana, you making six figures in Louisiana. You could be pretty straight if you just know how to manage your money. You could be pretty straight. $100K. Like, still ain't like breaking the bank, but you could live a pretty good, wholesome life down here with $120K a year. And that's if you don't up your lifestyle. That's if you don't up your lifestyle. Like, if you making $120K, but you still living like you making $60K, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. But if you making $120K and then you living like you making $150K, it is what it is. You know, it's kind of writers on the wall. What's gonna happen, or how you gonna experience things and be aggravated? But I say all that to say that with the relationship stuff, this is just gonna be like part one. I'm going to go more into it. But it's like relationships, I feel like both sides of the fence now, like, we've lost the plot. like men and women, we lost the plot. Because it kind of has flipped to where it's like women have gotten this, you know, women have gained, you know, their independence and their sense of self and everything like that. Like they've become that. And also men been so ass in some regards for so long that we're like women have, a lot of women be harder than a lot of niggas. I ain't gonna lie. They do. Like they do. I'm just gonna be blunt. I'm gonna say this as blunt as I can. Like a lot of women, they just be tougher than a lot of men nowadays. Like a lot of men nowadays be sassy. And I'm not here to bash my gender. I'm not at all. I'm not doing none of that. I'm not white. It's just I'm being honest. Like a lot of men nowadays, like, don't, they say they want to be, they say like they want to be like the provider or the head and all this and that, which woo. But you lack the qualities. You just do. Like, you can't, like, want a woman to be submissive is not just telling her what to do and she just say, yes, sir. That's not being submissive, like, or that's not leading. That's just you being a bully or trying to be a boss, but you ain't got the credentials to match up to that. You know, this is not how they go. And it just comes down to where you just gotta, how can I put this? It just got to the point now to where, like, due to all these podcasts, and y'all know I'm just wild saying it because I'm doing one right now, a podcast, but all these, like, podcasts about how men should approach women or how women should cater to men or even vice versa, how women feel that men should cater to them or how men should do this for them because they're a woman or a man feel like a woman should do this because I'm a man, so you're going to do this, that, and third. Like, none of that matters. None of it matters at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you got to understand that these people talking, 9 out of 10, they're miserable. 1, they're miserable. Or 2, they're lying, and everything they're saying that they're doing, they're not doing for real. Like, for instance, like, we had the whole hot girl era, like the hot girl summer. Meg was a whole simp out here. She just was. But she was telling all these girls, like, be a hot girl and this and that. Do hot girl shit, blah, 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 all that. But she was a simp. And that's fine. Nothing's wrong with that. Like, that's nothing wrong with that. Like, you're being a human. And yeah, man, it's I'm just sitting here thinking about it now. Like, it's crazy how, like, people make these celebrity mantras or errors or movements or whatever that they just doing just for a paycheck. They make it their personalities, and that's just crazy to me. Like, oh, that's why we got all these YNs now that want to do this, that, and the third, because look at who they listening to. Look at the music they absorbing. Who they look up to. They're looking up to rappers. Like, trash rappers at that. Like, I hate the new music nowadays. I cannot stand it. For instance, that Boots on the Ground song, I want to get fucking buried. I'm sick of hearing Boots on the Ground. I need Boots on the Ground to go underground. That's what I need to do. I'm sick of that song now. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing Boots on the Ground. I truly am. It was catchy at first, but nah, it ran its course. I'm sick of it. I had the radio on. I never listened to the radio. I had the radio on the other day, and the first thing I heard was Boots on the Ground. I was like, yeah, I need that to go. It got to go. I'm tired of hearing Boots on the Ground. I am. And the fact that people are walking around with fans now, it's also insane. It's freaking insane that people are doing that now. That's a common thing. But when it comes down to all this, we just got, at the end of the day, people need to realize that you can't compare your life to what you see on the internet, because a lot of this stuff on the internet is not real. I'm just being honest. It's not real life. Like, this is stuff that you put on the internet for clicks, impressions, and a paycheck. That's it. A lot of stuff, like this whole DDG and Halle thing. Is it Halle? Halle? I always want to say Haley. But it's Halle, I think. Yeah, because, like, Halle Berry. But I always want to say Haley for some reason. But that whole situation, like, that, like, people being so invested in that, like, at the end of the day, you guys do not know these people. None of this should be even publicized like it is. It should not. Like, we should not be seeing all this. We just should not. And, again, no, we don't know these people. The same with the Meg and Tory Lanez situation. We don't know these people. We don't know what happened. I have no true opinion on, because I don't know what happened to either party. I don't know who lied and who told the truth, because there's so many things going on. You just don't know. nothing to do with us. We are not these people's friends. They do not care about us. Stop it. Stop bullying people. Like, I always say bullying needs to get brought back, but people are doing the wrong type of bullying. They're literally, like, saying that a woman is lying about being shot. We don't know if she got shot or not. We know she got shot, but we don't know who shot her. We don't know that. Like, we just don't. I'm sorry, we don't. The evidence, you can however you want to look at the evidence, you can look at it either way. You can lean to Tori. You can lean to what the best friend name was, Kelsey. Kelsey was the name, I think. Or her. You can lean either one. Depends on what path of the narrative you decide to follow. What it comes down to at the end of the day. But again, none of it matters because we don't know these people. So there's nothing we can do about it. Y'all just having wars and beef with each other over people that y'all don't know. Like, y'all out here riding hard of people that y'all don't know, y'all will people y'all know in real life. It's crazy. Like, they're celebrities. Let them be celebrities. We put celebrities on this pedestal that they're the greatest people in the world. Same way athletes. The LeBron glaze has gotten out of hand. It's too crazy now. Like, leave alone. We don't know these people. Like, y'all going to bat and defending them more than y'all defend your own mothers or fathers or children. It's insane. But this is enough of my ramble for this episode. I'm going to be back next week. It's also Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, so I'm probably going to talk about that a little more too. I do have an episode I want to do, but it's a little more personal. But I'm not doing that today, of course, because we went this route. But I'm going to continue this like little string of episodes. They're going to tie together, I promise. Will there be next episode? I'm not sure, but you guys know what I'm talking about. The episodes are tied together. I'll let it be known. Trust me. So with that being said, I wish you all do, and I wish you all have a safe and happy weekend. Enjoy your life. Please be safe. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you all next time. Peace out.